Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is how you communicate. You're listening to Self-Discipline Dividends. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed gaffes galore. Specifically, I reviewed why gaffes tend to occur in public speaking, why the goal isn't avoiding making gaffes, and some of the most common speaking gaffes we're prone to make, based on my own personal experience as well as observation. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. The more I thought about the topic for this podcast, the more I realized that one tool we all have available, if we choose to implement it, is self-discipline. The topic of self-discipline tells us it's time to take action. So as you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to the podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, what exactly do we mean by self-discipline? Number two, how can practicing self-discipline benefit us? And finally, what are concrete examples of practicing self-discipline? Let's start by answering the first question, which is, what exactly do we mean by self-discipline? In a recent article published in the Albany Business Review, contributing writer Billy Arsment said, "Discipline is the lubricant of success." In my opinion, those are six pretty powerful words. Mr. Arsment goes on to say that few things in life get done without discipline. See if you can relate to any of these examples. Managing your time, pursuing your career, taking care of your health, fulfilling promises, and as you can imagine, the list goes on and on. That brings me to the second question, which is, how can practicing self-discipline benefit us? The answer is perhaps personal, and so I leave it up to you. Some possibilities suggested in a blog titled Success Consciousness are that self-discipline helps you avoid acting rashly and on impulse, overcome laziness and procrastination, continue working on your diet and resist temptations, start reading a book, meditate regularly, wake up earlier, go to the gym. Well, you get the general idea. You could add any behavior that matters to you, and chances are pretty darn good that self-discipline will prove beneficial. That brings us to the third and final question. What are concrete examples of practicing self-discipline? Let's begin by understanding that self-discipline is a learned behavior. Therefore, don't assume that if you're not self-disciplined, that it's beyond your reach. In Forbes magazine, contributing writer Jennifer Cohen recommends that we remove temptations. Think of it as ditching the bad influences. Eat regularly and healthily to avoid having low blood sugar levels. Embrace the wrong, meaning don't wait for it to feel right. Schedule breaks, treats, and rewards for yourself. And finally, forgive yourself and move forward. Understand that we all have setbacks now and then, so rather than getting consumed by those setbacks, acknowledge the mistake, and then it's time to move on. While I didn't specifically include it, I'm sure you realize that the practice of being a better public speaker is definitely the result of applying self-discipline. I'm sure my clients are well aware of this in our coaching sessions, from attending my workshops and from their own rehearsals. Remember when I said earlier that self-discipline is a learned behavior? It's a matter of having the right tools to experience more self-control. In closing, I recommend that you reflect on this podcast as it relates to your own self-discipline. When you begin to apply these practices, the benefit of receiving dividends will become readily evident. If after hearing this podcast you have questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.